Hey, if you are working on some offers for this fall or even something bigger that you want to offer in January, now is a great time to get going on it because September is like the new January. People are looking to start new things. They're looking to have that guidance and that sort of support to start something new. And so today, I want to talk about your offer and how to present it in a way that is very enticing. So, this is going to be a mini episode today, very short. It's going to be very to the point. So, join on in and think about what offer you want to prepare to put out there and have it be irresistible to your audience. I'm Jen Argue, and I've been leading masterminds for the past 5 years for six and seven figure entrepreneurs. And I would love to help you start your own mastermind as well, so that you can create a really big impact with those around you and work a lot less and make a lot more at the same time. Welcome to today's episode. It is September. It has been a really great summer, and I'll say the last couple weeks of summer, I took some time off, spent time with family, really got my cup filled. It was really, really good, and I can say now I am super excited to come into the fall with some new energy and some excitement about serving you and whatever it is that you need. And as a business owner, I imagine that you are putting together an offer for your audience, and you're super excited about it, and you're hoping that it doesn't take a lot of energy to have it convert and to have it work with your audience. And so I want to talk about that today, just a mini episode, really to the point, but something that is super strategic and actionable that you can implement right away as soon as this episode is done. So one of the first things when it comes to having a profitable business is to have a very clear offer and to be able to communicate that offer clearly as well. And so as you think about communicating your offer, I want you to think about just a couple of things. And we're going to run through these pretty quickly. One, I want you to think about, first of all, your level of confidence. How confident are you in what you're putting out as far as the features, the benefits, the investment, the results? I want you to feel super confident about what you're putting out. And if you are not confident about any part of it, think about how you can dial it in to be something even simpler than what you're thinking about right now. Because it is better to promise something a little bit smaller and over-deliver. So number one, your confidence. Come in just knowing that this is a promise that you can deliver on. If, of course, your audience is willing to show up and do the work, it absolutely is going to happen. Number two, I want you to think about how can you communicate your offer in terms of results. What are the actual results people are going to get? The features of your offer are not as important. In fact, nobody really cares about the features of your offer. They don't care if they're going to have to do worksheets or if they're going to have to watch videos or get certain types of coaching from you. That can all change, right? If the transformation stays the same, they are putting their trust in you to be able to decide on how best to provide that transformation. As long as they get that transformation, you could change the way you deliver your service a million times, as long as it works. And so when you communicate your offer, you really want to focus on the transformations. Now, when you think about the transformation, it's not good enough just to say you're going to get this transformation. We need to see it. We need to feel it. We need to hear it, taste it, sense it.
And so how will that transformation be communicated in their life? So talking in word pictures is really important. How many word pictures can you put to the transformation that your offer is going to bring your client? Can you say something like, right now, you're probably waking up in the morning unsure about how to go about your day to get this transformation. When you work with me in this offer, you are going to wake up with such peace and calm because you're going to have the step-by-step game plan to get to where you want to go. I'm providing that for you, everything you need to know. You're just going to have peace knowing that you have the exact plan in the exact order that it needs to happen to get there. And I'm going to hold your hand every step of the way. So you can see how I painted the picture of waking up with all this uncertainty versus waking up with complete certainty. Whatever it is that your transformation provides, try to think about stories like that. Maybe it's about getting tired halfway through your day and your offer helps people to keep their energy level. Or maybe it's about regulating emotions, or maybe it's about bringing in a certain amount of dollars. Whatever it is, put stories to it. And then the last element that I want you to consider as you're crafting your offer is think about the buying pocket. Have you ever heard about the buying pocket? The buying pocket is where you want your audience to be when they're considering buying from you. So the pocket exists between two levels. One level is your audience has to believe that they can't do it on their own. They have to believe that they do need help. And so that's one edge of the buying pocket. So painting a picture in your marketing that this is something that is going to be really hard for them to do on their own without your help. But then the other edge of the buying pocket is on the other side. And that says that it's not so hard that they're not going to be able to actually do it. So we want them to believe that with your help, this can actually be done. It's not so big that it's beyond help, you know, getting that transformation without the help. So you want them to know that with your help, this can be done. And so painting that picture of that just right buying pocket, that this is where your offer resides, is the solution. And I'll just add one more element to this. We want them to believe and know without a doubt that it is your offer that can get them there and no other offers can do this. So we want to be in that blue ocean, if you will, if you know about that blue ocean strategy where you stand so apart from the crowd that you've got all this room around you that you're the only obvious choice for them. So in that sense, you really have to know what your secret sauce is and really describe that secret sauce as something really special. It's your strategy that you developed from your own experience of what happened in your life or from helping so many people over the years that you developed this special proprietary method. And so we want to make sure that your offer is the only one they're going to want to buy. So I hope this helps you today. Please let me know how this has helped you. And if you want to get more clarity on how to deliver your offer in an irresistible way, I can help you do that. And you can get a one-off session with me. Just go to my website or just go wherever you are listening this, and there will be a link for you to invest in a one-off session where I can help you get clarity on how to present your own irresistible offer and implement all of these things. We can walk through all the elements and craft something really special for your audience.
Thank you so much for listening today. I hope that if you found value in this, that you would subscribe to my podcast and share it with a friend and leave a review. Thanks so much.